It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. Good morning. Ever since California's recreational marijuana sales started in January, there have been a lot of questions about what's legal and what's not under the law. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols has answers to a couple of the most common questions.
Here's one of the questions we received.
Are there any restrictions on smoking marijuana at a private residence in front of children?
The answer depends on whether you rent or own your home. For renters, landlords can restrict the use of cannabis or even ban it completely. On the other hand, homeowners can legally smoke at their property. We couldn't find any limits on smoking marijuana around kids at your home unless it's being used as a daycare or as transitional housing. That's according to the state health department.
Besides my own residence, where else can I light up?
Californians are still very limited in where they can legally consume marijuana. But the cannabis industry and some cities are trying to change that. Oakland and San Francisco have opened cannabis lounges where people can legally smoke, vape, and eat marijuana products. Also, marijuana-friendly hotels and inns are popping up across the state, including one just outside Palm Springs, where guests will find small pot samples on their pillows. And the first two recreational marijuana festivals in the state were recently held in Sacramento and Santa Rosa. The state is in charge of permitting the festivals, while cities have the authority to allow lounges and cafes. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Find a link to full versions of all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org. Well, seven large wildfires are burning across California. The majority are almost contained, but the largest, near Yosemite National Park, is only 5% contained at 12,525 acres. The Ferguson Fire, burning in a steep area with rugged terrain, has shut down Highway 140 into Yosemite. Evacuations are in order for communities in the area and has threatened more than 100 structures. People visiting Yosemite are encouraged to take an alternate route and should expect extra long lines into the park. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.